Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yes, we're inside the Rockstar Suite, which has seen the likes of Juanes. One of the most famous Mexican artists out there. Also, members of Maná. One of the greatest rock bands of all time.
Sorry?
My girlfriend
also
knows
Also Latin. Redfoo has stayed in this suite. I have showered in the same shower as Redfoo from LMFAO.
You feel like you got Oh, like he showers.
Right.
You got a little foo on you. Yeah. See, real rock stars don't shower, Jason.
Oh, really?
No.
I was wondering why the shower was so dang clean.
Yeah.
You know, right. I was wondering that. And we have a fifth member. What's her name, Al?
Chromisha.
Chromisha.
Yes.
It's a lamp.
It's our lamp.
Looks like a girl, but...
It's chromed out.
Jenna's going to put a bra on her because she's naked.
What was the movie?
Well, maybe a bathing suit.
Yeah. Chromia.
Thermalamp.
Kelly Raspberry has a surprise for us.
Oh, really?
Coming up in about...
Is it under her robe?
In about 40 minutes.
I had to loosen it up some. This robe is hot. Oh, it's nothing.
Come on now, Kelly.
It's nothing. It's nothing. I was just hot.
Jeez. Kelly.
Kelly's doing the show in lingerie in the hotel robe.
Yeah. Kelly just shows up over here. That's not the surprise. Wow. It's something she did yesterday.
Thing.
You weren't wearing that when I showed up to my room yesterday.
Oh,
then you would have known
is this
it was
the
wrong.
Surprise she was working on?
Yeah.
That's why
she was
in your room?
She was working on something and I crashed it accidentally.
Uh-oh.
Not meant to come in on the surprise, but she has something for us coming up in about 40 minutes. And my wife, along with Dr. Girlfriend, Al's girlfriend, they're going to make their way out here. They're on the plane now almost.
They probably are boarding now
or so
about to.
They arrived today, same day as... Al invited 15 girls to come hang out, so we'll see. We'll see how that works out with the doctor girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't know yet.
No,
okay, good.
I didn't tell her that.
Wait, where did you meet 15 girls to invite?
Well, actually, one girl sent me an email on Facebook and said, "I have 15 girls down there in Playa.
It's a girls' trip
in Puerto Vallarta."
I keep saying Playa.
I'm so used to it. In Mexico,
Puerto Vallarta.
In Puerto Vallarta, and she wanted to know if they could hang out with us, and I said sure. And so they're at a different hotel, but I said, yeah, come on, we'll meet you either at the casino or somewhere. I don't know what we're going to do, but yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Come hang out. They just want to hang out with the show.
Oh, yeah,
so we'll see how Dr. Girlfriend handles that.
If I was your girlfriend flying in to see you, and you were hanging out with 15 girls,
hot girls out. Right.
I don't know. I'm just, what are the odds? The odds are probably, in any group of 15 girls, let's just say 30% are hot.
Right? Okay. Are you willing to do the, are you the hot one in the group bit?
In person? Live and in person? Sure, why not?
Of course you are.
Sure, why not?
Yesterday, we split up the groups.
Yes.
Kelly stayed here.
By groups, we mean JC went one way.
We didn't split up. It was more like, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah. So I hit up the water park with Russ Face, who's in a relationship now, ladies. Stop. Bumble hit him up.
Thank you, Bumble.
And with Nick, the voice guy, a.k.a. production also. And very lax with the rules at the water parks here in Mexico. Love it. You know how in the States, you got to wait, and then they tell you when to go? And it's one of those where, like, you get up to the top of the slide, and then you look at them, and they're like, go ahead.
Go.
Why not?
Go.
Yeah, go.
Why not?
Yeah.
Go, handle it.
There's like one lifeguard, but it's still super safe. Like, nobody got hurt. I had a lot of fun. I got through the water park like in an hour and a half because there was not that many people because it was a Monday.
Yeah.
Go to a water park on a Monday. That is the best thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were back here, and that's why I ended up crashing into Kelly. But Al and Jenna, you guys went snorkeling.
We did.
We did right after the show yesterday.
Al, you're not a swimmer.
I am not what you would call a proficient swimmer. I can swim. I cannot drown.
Yeah, I would have expected you to do the water park and not the snorkeling portion.
Yeah, but snorkeling, you wear a life jacket. I mean, you can wear a life jacket at the water park, but that looks a little dorky when you're a grown man.
Right.
Yeah.
They gave us these life jackets. Of course, you know what a life jacket looks like, but these were like big tubes that go around your neck, right? The orange safety life
jacket. It basically looked exactly like every other life jacket.
Not the vest, as opposed to the vest that looks like a bulletproof vest, you know?
Right.
So, first of all, I couldn't get it on.
Rob was with us. We have my back here. It was a life jacket.
Regular.
It's a regular life jacket with one buckle around the waist, and they just had us wear it differently.
I'm not a swimmer, so I don't know. So, anyway.
You said a big, it's exactly like every other life jacket.
But we had it around our necks. And then they said, put it around your waist.
Oh.
They told us to put it around our waist.
Because it rises up and it would keep up here.
It'll keep your hips up so your head can still stay below water when you're snorkeling.
I'd never done that, so I did that.
I found that it provided a great boost.
For the boobs?
Wearing it down.
Yeah,
wearing it down around my waist.
Yeah.
It just rode up.
Yeah.
No, so, not in a good way.
Oh.
So, see, when you can't swim well or if you're black, the first thing you're thinking about when you get in the water is don't drown.
Like, okay.
That's the first thing. I'm always a little bit apprehensive. I can do this. I don't want to look like a pansy.
Right.
So I'm going to sit on the side of the boat and fall backwards like the scuba divers do. You know, you've seen that before,
That's how they tell you to get in,
right? Yeah. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do that, but I couldn't do that. That's disorienting to me. So then the guy, he takes my hand. I'm the last one on the boat.
Yeah.
He takes my hand. He goes, here you go. I got the flippers
on. Yes, we went with a group. So yeah. I think I was first or second. 15
people.
I was last.
Jenna doesn't even have the life. Jenna's swimming like Flipper or somebody. Like, you know, like Willie. So I get
Willie?
It.
So I'm
Free
a,
Willie.
I'm oh, a Willie. Giant killer whale.
You're proficient.
You just called Jenna a whale.
You can swim.
Couldn't I be like a skinny dolphin?
Okay. Jenna was a skinny dolphin. So I get in the water, and I'm like, okay, go back up. I'm like below water level. So I'm like, go back up. I'm up. Perfect. I'm not drowning. So that is a victory for me, all right, for my head to be above the water. Then
You needed to 5 minutes just to tell us that you jumped in the water.
Yes.
Okay.
So then
the picture.
Did you wear your big flippers?
I did. I had on the flippers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find a flipper for a size 13, and my toes were all scrunched
now
up.
Bragging.
So I get in the water. We're all in the water, and Jesus, I believe is his name, our guide,
uh-huh.
he says, okay, I'm your guide. We're going to go over there. All right, there's 15 of us. I know I'm going to be the last one, so I'm not even trying to front. So I swim over there,
uh-huh.
You know, don't drown. Our doggy paddle, that's pretty much my paddle. And so he goes, put on your goggles and put your snorkel thing in your mouth and look down. There's a whole bunch of fish. He's feeding the fish so that they'll gather.
Okay. Now, does Jesus swim or is he walking on the water?
He's
basically, you know, guys like that can free dive. So they have the snorkel. So he'll dive 15 feet down. I was looking at him and then
he's
he'll come up and
thing,
shoot the water out.
Showing off with his flippers all up in the air, you know, doing all tricks and stuff. So he says, okay, swim over here. And I'm like, okay, I can't do two things at one time. Look down and swim. Those two things do not compute in my head. I'll have to like... My head needs to be above the water at all times.
Right.
All right? I'm not an underwater guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going there where I think he is, and then by the time I get there, Pop Goes the Weasel guy, Jesus, is over here 30 feet in the other direction. Hey, swim over
here.
He's
in another cave.
Is it like whack-a-mole or appear out of another hole?
And I'm like, I just got over here. I need to rest for a minute. So
what'd you end up seeing, though? What was underwater? Sometimes you go snorkeling and there's like one fish.
They said
there were a lot of fish.
There
actually.
Were eel. Uh-huh. Eels.
I saw the eel. I saw the eel. Yeah, I didn't get a good photo. There was an eel. There were angel fish.
And apparently there was some black and gold fish. Shout out
Those
New Orleans.
The angel, yeah.
And
something.
Jenna, you saw some X-rated action.
Crabs.
Turtles.
The turtle.
Oh, turtles. Yes.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. Yeah. Well, honestly, I was swimming around with this. I have a heavy underwater camera, so I got some good pictures. And then I wanted to get some sun. So out of all 15 people, I got back on the boat about
she was
halfway through
go
the trip,
first.
so I could just get some sun. And then on the way back, the thing is, something about being on the water and drinking a lot of water. You really got to pee.
Yes.
And it was about an hour boat ride
that
to get out
the
there.
Fish too, I heard.
So on the way back, we're going full speed coming back, and everyone's tired from snorkeling. And I'm like sitting there just, I couldn't even have a conversation. I had to pee so
just
bad.
Let it go.
So the boat stopped, and the guy goes, look, there's sea turtles out there.
And they were doing
you know
it.
I love animals. I'm like, can I get in the water? I'm going to go buy them. I just really had to pee. So I just dove into the water, and the sea turtles, as I got closer, they were mating. So yeah, I got a great picture I posted on my Instagram.
Is that,
yeah.
is that turtle
yeah.
porn?
Yeah, it kind of is. And then I felt like, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here watching turtles mate.
How long did the turtles mate for? You told me yesterday?
Someone, when I posted that, wrote on my Instagram that they will mate for 23 hours continuously.
What?
Whoa!
I couldn't be a turtle.
The problem is...
I could not be a turtle.
I got about within arm's reach.
Live right there.
I got within arm's reach.
You said 23 hours?
Yeah.
I got straight.
I mean, turtles anything out. For 23
you
hours
have a turtle
straight.
Tuesday
I think I've done
that
my whole life.
You know they move slowly.
I know. But,
wow.
23 well, I hours. Ruined. I ruined the moment because when I got arm's length, one looked at me. One was on top of the other one, kind of like biting its ear, like or whispering things.
Oh right. Man.
But then he looked at me.
Romantic turtle.
And the one on the bottom just went way deep underwater. And
you know that turtle's mad.
They were probably 22 hours in, and that chick's thinking, I'm about done, thank God. And then Jenna. And they got to start all over.
It is Turtle Tuesday at McKinney Avenue Tavern, ladies and gentlemen. So I thought I'd throw that out there.
But it's also Tinder Tuesday. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pictures and videos are at KidNation.com. And I was here when Chickering was editing the pictures and the videos, Jenna.
Yeah.
It was tough for him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wore a one-piece because I thought a one-piece would be better than a skimpy bikini, but the one-piece was so problematic.
But brings us...
This group of teenage boys, like 17, 18 years old. I'm like swimming with them, and I'm listening to their conversation because Jenna got out of the water. So, but while she's still in, this guy goes, "Man, I just saw more butt than I've ever seen."
Yeah!
I've been holding that for 12 hours. I didn't want to tell him.
Yeah.
He goes, "Dude, I just saw more butt than I've ever seen in my life."
There was one point that I felt to adjust my suit, the life jacket, and I felt back, like when you have a wedgie, I'm like, there is nothing. Where is all the material? Where is it?
Hashtag baby one piece.
It's a cute one piece. It's denim.
For a slight price of $19.99, you can get the uncensored Jenna video.
Or $9.99 a month.
If you want to subscribe to the Jenna butt, we're willing to make that happen for you.
Did he say it was good at least? Any compliment? I've been working a lot on
sure.
it.
He,
Al said they were following you like puppy dogs.
An 18-year-old girl guy sees anything, it's good.
Whoa!
He was so sweet. He was just like, so what are you doing tonight?
He asked me if you were my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
He was making sure it was okay for him to move in.
He was following bro code.
Yeah.
I walked out on my balcony yesterday. I know we got to go to break. I walked out on my balcony, and I hear, Jenna! And I look over, and it's all those teenage boys waving at me.
Show us your butt again! Well, Jenna was not going to be hanging out with those 18-year-old boys because she's busy on Tinder.
Yes.
Today is Tinder Tuesday. We're going to explore Mexican Tinder because Jenna is having problems communicating.
Tinder.
I have no idea what a couple of the guys are saying.
Yeah, I'll help you out with that, Jenna.
Okay.
I got Translation Nation over
here. Yeah, I need Tinder Translator.
And we got to find out why Kelly was in my room yesterday. Actually, she had like three dudes with her. And we'll find out why there was three dudes with her.
We have Kelly
Raspberry surprise coming up.
See the show live right now at KidTV.com. We are live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's family vacation.
Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
Yay!
We got a special edition of Tinder Tuesday.
Tinder
Martes. I'll be honest, I was not expecting to see Raspberry at all yesterday.
I wasn't either.
I was actually quite surprised when I got back from the water park because I was expecting to walk into an empty suite because it's been empty for the most part. I've been respected. And as soon as I've been respected. Everybody has a key to my room.
We're broadcasting from your room.
Of course. Yeah. You can walk in and watch me shower if you wanted to.
And you can still watch
us on
Kid TV.
Is that an invitation?
Sure. I mean, if you want to. It's not much fun. Just in there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Basically getting wet.
I heard you put on a show when you shower.
Well, I sing a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to apologize for trying to claim Juanes as a Mexican fella. He's Colombian.
How'd you get beat up on that?
Yeah. I apologize for trying to make him one of my peeps.
How dare you?
How dare you make a mistake?
So I get back yesterday, and I walk in, and I'm happy because I just had a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm automatically, like, shushed by the raspberry. We actually have a clip of that. On the Kid.
Sam on the air with Nick Jonas. He's really here. Come sit down and get a mic.
Play that again.
Stop it. What? I'm on the air. Seriously, I'm on the air with Nick Jonas. He's really here. Come sit down and get a mic.
What were you doing on the phone with Nick Jonas, Kelly Raspberry?
We were talking. He's got some stuff coming out, some big announcements he wanted to make with me personally.
Right. Really?
Until you ruined it.
Kelly set up an interview with Nick Jonas. You're going to hear that in about 20 minutes.
Wait. Kelly could have gotten the Rockstar Suite.
You could have gotten the Rockstar Suite. Where was that last week?
You think Nick Jonas would have honestly beat Liam?
I don't know. Liam and Austin had a pretty strong army of voters. But, you had Lil Mix and Nick Jonas. That could have balanced things out.
Maybe.
For you.
We'll never know
Jonas.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive. And that wasn't the only time Kelly left her room yesterday.
Yeah. I got a text from Kelly yesterday afternoon that said, hey, I got a cabana if you want to come down.
I'm like, is this Kelly? Raspberry?
On the beach.
Yeah.
Like, right on the beach cabana.
I was amazed.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but Kelly's the only one that got one of those.
Yes, with the sign with her name on it. Yeah. And not like somebody scribbled her name on
it
a piece of paper.
It was in calligraphy.
Yeah.
How'd you do that,
Kelly?
It
was fancy. I don't know. I just said something on the air about wanting a cabana, and suddenly it happened.
Really?
I want to live
anybody
in Kelly
anybody else want
world.
Anything? I'll just say
I
something.
I want to live in Kelly world. That's amazing.
I want a Maserati. No.
If you stay here, everyone can get one. Everything here is all inclusive. I think that's just a little bit extra if you want to pay for the cabana rental for the day.
Yeah.
But it's worth it if you.
Yeah, they bring you. You just lie there and they bring you stuff. It's crazy.
Kelly's kind of like a normal day in the life of Kelly Raspberry at the end of the day, right?
Kelly into the Miami Vices.
Yeah, those are pina coladas and
strawberry
mm-hmm. daiquiris uh-huh. mix.
Yeah.
That's
very
cool.
Sweet drink.
Fun.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. It is hot summer day.
The greatest drink ever. Uh-huh.
I've had 23.
Yeah. I don't even want to. I don't want to step on a scale when I get
I
home.
Didn't
after
have dinner.
Yeah.
You're fine. You look good.
Well, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you look fine. We walked by. We walked by.
You're almost here. Yeah. You look fine.
Fine.
What?
Yeah, guys, we hate hearing that. That's not
fine.
A compliment. That's when guys are like,
look
fine. You're fine.
You look fine.
Yeah, when you ask me, does this dress look good on me? Yeah, you look fine.
No, don't say that.
No, don't say fine. Fine is so average. Unless you say, you look fine.
You look fine.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's fine. Yeah.
Kelly, you look fine.
That is fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Kelly's in here in her robe and nightie.
Yeah, my nightie, so sexy.
Is that what you sleep in?
That's what I slept in last night. I just put on a robe and came down.
Is there a reason you didn't bother to at least get dressed for us?
Because.
I mean, you know, I've seen lazy
it's
before.
Vacation.
It's vacation.
Wow.
I like it. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I know we're on vacation, but we are still working a little bit.
Would you sleep in?
Not this.
Turtle
Tuesday
shirt. I bet Tuesday
it was something shirt. Very similar.
Not
who would have known the difference?
I actually slept in the Raw last night, to be honest with you.
Why do you have
Why
to
say that?
Why do you word it that way?
I did too.
Thank you. I slept in the Raw. We're on the beach.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well,
but I put something
I'm
on is my
more
point.
Clothes than you're wearing.
I didn't come down here in what I slept in last
right.
night.
Well, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
If Al and I walked in here and what we slept in last night.
Al is so judgmental on fashion.
I know,
it's
so
incredible.
Ridiculous. All you do is put on a robe and come down.
I'm not being judgmental. I'm going to work out later, so I threw on my.
whatever.
By putting on what you're wearing, you're saying you care. This is you caring about your
appearance.
I said
I'm going to work out a little later, so I put on my little Lululemon shorts, my little yoga shorts, and my little Turtle Tuesday
shirt. I'm
going
to work out, too, but I'm going to go get dressed after the show.
After work.
After work.
You're going to get – most people get dressed to go to work. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Well, I'm completely clothed. It's fine.
You know what's cool about the gym? Right when you walk out, there's a bar. You just grab a beer.
Boom.
Ready to go.
They should just move it on into the gym.
I dare you to drink a beer while working out.
You dare me.
Yeah.
You ain't said number the word, girl. I'll be on that treadmill drinking a Dos Equis and a heartbeat.
Let's go after this. I'll take a picture of you.
Okay.
Oh, you guys got a gym date?
Not a problem. Yeah.
Is that a problem?
Jesse just wants to be invited.
Invited. I'll just sit here until.
Until that happens.
The woman comes in.
Until that happens.
Let's go. Yeah.
No, I'm tired. Jenna, you've been looking for a boyfriend, a Mexican boyfriend?
No, I don't want a boyfriend. I just thought it would be fun.
You
to
want
to
miss it right
Tinder.
Now?
Yeah, it's a little more flavorful, you know, to Tinder out of the country.
Yeah.
Shh. Who's
that?
Tinder Tuesday song.
Who is it?
Love Me Tinder. This is Love Me Tinder.
In Espanol?
Yeah.
Is it El Viso?
Elvis?
Elvis?
Just Elvis.
Is it Elvis?
So yesterday, actually hadn't logged into Tinder in a long time. Elena, our phone screener, was doing my Tinder for me, but then I think she gave up on it. I'm not sure why.
She gave you your code back, your password?
Yeah, well, no, I just hadn't logged in a long time, so I decided to hop on yesterday morning during the show when we talked about it. And you guys, I have 5 matches.
Nice.
The names are Raphael, uh-huh. Miguel, Roberto, and Gabriel. Gabriel.
That's 4. Isn't it 4?
Whatever. Whatever. So here, but this is what I don't understand. I'm going to have JC translate. So this is the message I got.
Talking to them?
Yeah, and I want to make it clear when they say like hola, I say hello. Like yeah. I want to make it clear that I'm English speaking. If you can't, so this read what he wrote because I have no idea what he said.
Oh, this guy went in.
Oh, he did?
Well, not like bad.
You can read the conversation.
He said in Spanish, Jenna. Sabes, eres la chica más linda que he visto en los últimos 3 minutos.
No,
that
idea.
Doesn't help. What?
I'm saying it in Spanish for our Mexican audience. We okay. are in Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Here in Mexico, we speak Spanish.
Here. Okay.
What does that mean?
He says, Jenna, you know, you're the most beautiful girl I've seen in the last 3 minutes.
Is that really what he said?
That's
that
cute.
Is exactly
That's
what
funny.
He said.
That's oh, cute. I like it. What did I say back?
Yeah, you said, I'm in PV for a work trip, but barely know any Spanish. English? That's no good, Jenna. Spanish lessons for you.
Okay.
Why are you saying it with an accent?
Yeah, with an accent.
I don't know.
Spanish lessons for you,
Hannah. I threw in some Spanish. I threw in read what I wrote.
And then he
Spanish.
Tried to teach you how to say, hi, my name is Jenna in Spanish.
Me llamo Jenna, right?
Yeah.
Me llamo
and then read what I said.
And then you said, ha, ha, figure you gathered me llamo when you swiped right. That makes no sense, Jenna.
That's my name, right? Figured you gathered my name when, yeah, he was telling yeah. me what my name is.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I figured
I
you
got,
yeah, I figured
nobody,
you
okay.
got
yeah,
me
yeah,
llamo
you
when got you swipe right on me.
She said you had me at me llamo.
You had me at me llamo.
You had me at hola.
So you're going to meet up with this guy?
No, this is the one. Look at this one.
You don't want Roberto.
No, sorry, Roberto.
Roberto.
I told him where I was at.
This one's a long conversation. This guy went English on you.
Yeah.
That's good. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Raphael. This is the guy Jenna. He's got a beard. He's got a cool, like, skull cap on.
Okay.
Kind of mysterious looking. He's from here. He goes, hey, what's going on in English? And Jenna goes, just working from PB for the week. And he goes, awesome. How long have you been here? And Jenna goes, just here, a day here through Friday.
That's not really the tone that I was writing.
And then he writes back.
You're creeping me
oh,
out.
Oh, same here. Ha ha ha. Where are you staying at?
The Hard Rock.
If it's if it's written in English, why are you reading it?
And then he goes, same, LOL.
Same.
just wondering. I mean, you were the translator. It's in
well,
English.
I'm letting you know what's going on.
It's in
That's
English.
A good point.
I'm translating for my Mexican people. And then he goes, where are you originally from? And Jenna goes,
nice.
No.
Just for effect, I guess.
Ohio.
And he goes, originally Brazil, but I live in Vegas. LOL again. That's 3 LOLs he's at.
Why is he LOL-ing? I live in Vegas. LOL. What's funny about that? And people need to be admonished
yeah,
for overuse of the LOL.
You guys are all just breezing over the fact that he's staying in our hotel.
Oh, he's staying here?
Oh, he's staying here.
What
he
room?
He just read that. I don't know, but
Bring
I have not told him my room number.
Tell him
so,
up.
Call him.
Yeah, so you message back and say whatever you want.
I said, what room?
You guys
No. Well, don't say what room. Say.
Oh, he already did.
Say.
Too late.
Come to my room.
If you're up, come to.
Tell him to come to the Rockstar
come
Suite.
Come to the Rockstar Suite. There's only one.
Yeah, Star just
suite.
Ordered breakfast.
Yeah. What do you want for breakfast?
Only one.
This is going to be great if he walks in here and has no idea that
breakfast?
We're doing a full. He's going to think he's showing up for some sort of video shoot.
That's not what he thinks he's showing up for. I got news for you.
No,
come
he
to
walks
the hotel
in.
Room.
I got you in, Jenna.
Exactly.
You're good.
But
what did you say?
In?
I just said come to the Rockstar Suite.
Oh, my God, JC. Why would you write that?
What did he write?
He wrote, what room? Never mind. Come to my room. Rockstar Suite. Only one. Breakfast off my body. Yeah.
What? That's not how Tinder works?
Dude.
Oh, Raphael, come on in, bro.
Off my body?
I'll fix it.
No, you're not gonna fix anything.
I'm just gonna write. Oh, you're from Brazil? I just got one of those.
Breakfast off my body.
Oh.
I thought that's how Tinder works.
He's gonna totally.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God, when he shows up, you guys.
What?
Nothing.
That's how it works.
I think it's great.
Well, it's all right, you guys. I have three more.
So I didn't do it right, Jenna? I'm sorry. I'm a rookie. Sorry. So that's
oh,
good.
Boy.
So there's Tinder Tuesday, Mexico yeah. edition.
I think it's going to be continued next break.
Yeah. Hopefully Raphael will be up here yeah. eating off my body. While we listen to Kelly Raspberry's interview, exclusive interview with Nick Jonas in my room. Why aren't you doing it in your room?
Because all the equipment's here, JC. Oh, yeah, that's,
Yeah, Jenna's going to need that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna's going to need it.
We'll need the equipment later.
Now, back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You don't know what it is you do to me. Yeah, you stole my heart. You got my eyes. You got me in chains for your love. But I want to turn my chain music up. And I'm puffing my chest. I'm getting red in the face. You can call me obsessed.
Yeah, that's the musical stylings right there of the Nick Jonas.
Nice.
So I get back from the water park to find Kelly in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a good mood. I walk in.
Until well, Kelly's that
in your room. And Kelly's in your room. Of
it,
course you are.
It put me in a better mood.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Because Kelly was in here and got an exclusive interview with Nick Jonas. How'd you manage this, Kelly Raspberry?
You know, I have connections.
Yeah.
I know he's got a new single coming out.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, felt like I let everybody down during the battle for this epic room.
Well, so Leanne was great from Lil Mix.
Yeah, she was, but you know, just I didn't feel like I brought it.
Okay.
So I thought I'd bring it this time.
A week late.
You brought us a Nick.
While brought you a Nick.
You brought us a Nick Jonas.
Nice.
Would you like to introduce your interview, Kelly, please?
Here's Nick Jonas.
All right.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I'm doing this by myself. We're at the, I don't know if you've ever been to the Hard Rock Riviera. Where are we? Puerto Vallarta?
I have not been to that one. I've been to the one in Punta Cana.
Yeah, we've been to that one too, but everybody's out doing stuff in the sun, but my body has an allergic reaction to sunshine, so I'm in the room. But I'm so excited to talk to you because all morning I've been looking up, because you're getting all geared up for the MTV Awards and your big performance of your new single, Levels, which is coming out, and I keep trying to hear a clip of it, but I can't find anything online. Is this anywhere for me to hear now?
It's very secret. I've been actually shocked that it hasn't leaked yet. Comes out on Friday, so there's nothing out online yet, but I'm sure in the next day or so something will peep its way out.
Yeah, because I keep hearing like stuff that this must be it. No, there's no words, or I don't know. I'm excited about it. And you say it's a different sound for you than what we've been hearing from your last album?
It is. I think it's just, you know, going a bit deeper and kind of the soul and R&B side of things, especially some of that funk stuff, you know, pulling out those sounds and just trying to continue to push myself, you know, and cut a new path. When I heard this song for the first time, you know, I really felt like it didn't sound like anything else that I was hearing on the radio, which was a similar vibe I got when, you know, Jealous was done. And I'm hoping that people respond to it in the way that I do.
Well, how deep are you planning to go?
You know, for the record as a whole, I think we're just really trying to dive in and create, you know, the sound for me and what...
Wow, Kelly.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Is there a way for that to make the Christmas reel? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, since she was the only one here, if we were filming.
Let's be honest. I was just trying to get a reaction out of him. He's you know, he's kind of a mellow dude.
Okay.
And I'm just like, come on, Nick.
Just the audio and a still picture
a
of Kelly.
Wow. I wish I could have seen
Nick's
face.
Wait, I forget what we were even asking him about going deep. Like what?
Or a picture of Kelly in her robe.
All right, let's continue with Nick Jonas and Kelly Raspberry.
Well, how deep are you planning to go?
You know, for the record as a whole, I think we're just really trying to dive in and create, you know, the sound for me and whatever that feels like, you know, and being honest in my lyrics. And with this song in particular, you know, I think it's got a good dance vibe, which is nice, kind of different for me, and I'm going to try to bust out a few moves myself.
And is this, oh, well, good. Well, you've done that before. I mean, you've never known for your dancing skills, but you got some rhythm.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a dancer by any means, but I definitely, you know, move and have natural movement.
There you go. Well, is this going to be off a new album, or is this just new music you're putting out?
Yeah, this will be on the new album, you know, and I'm hoping to have that ready the beginning of next year.
Gosh, because it feels like you, I mean, it must feel like a whirlwind for you, because it seems like it for me, and I'm not you, but it seems like you just put out your last album. Mm-hmm. Has it just been a tailspin? I mean, just where's your head at right now?
It's been great. You know, it's been an amazing year and a half. The success of some of the music and you know, the TV projects and film and other things I've been able to do.
Speaking of, really, oh my God, I'm so excited you're part of Scream Queens.
Yeah.
I am getting so hyped up about that. And I read that E! Gave you like this really great review for your part on that.
Yeah, the response so far to people that have seen it has been great. I haven't seen it myself yet. I'm anxious to see it.
Can you are you one of the ones that gets...
I think it's going to be a really big show. And yeah. Ryan Murphy's pretty incredible. And all
you get killed? Are you one of the ones that gets killed?
I can't say. It's a big secret.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. September 22nd, I want to say.
Yeah.
I'll be gathered around. Yeah, but of course, the MTV Awards coming up August 30th, and you're going to be performing your song live for the first time?
Yeah, it'll be the first live performance of a song, and I'm nominated for an award that night, which will be exciting to see. Hopefully, I take home a Moon Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's very exciting times, but the VMAs will be great, and getting to sing the song for the first time there feels like the perfect place.
I saw you took over Snapchat for MTV. MTV. I'm sorry, I'm in...
This is when JC walks into his room.
Sorry. I didn't know Kelly was in here.
That's how he enters the room.
So I want to hear like how you enter the room again. I want to hear how you enter again.
Play it again.
I saw you took over Snapchat for MTV. MTV. I'm
what
sorry.
What are you saying?
Ice Cube.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
Now you said that not knowing Kelly's here or knowing Kelly's here?
I had no idea.
So you just do that for yourself when you walk in.
I mean, this the Rockstar Suite's like 2,500 square feet.
So you feel like Ice Cube when you walk in and here.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm like super into Straight Outta Compton right now, so I feel like a rock star when I walk. And the acoustics in that hallway are so good.
Oh my gosh, you announce yourself.
You announce yourself to no one.
Awesome.
Rule,
well, I'm
announced
here. To him, to everyone.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know. Continue.
I saw you took over Snapchat for MTV. MTV, I'm sorry, I'm in... JC, I'm on the air with Nick Jonas.
Ask me if you're dating Kendall.
Stop it.
What?
I'm on the air. Seriously, I'm on the air with Nick Jonas. He's really here. Come sit down and get a mic. You remember JC, Nick?
Of course.
He just walked in. Like I told you, they've all been out doing stuff at the resort at the Hard Rock. And I'm
Nick?
No, your mic's not on.
Hi, Nick.
There you are.
What's
Nick?
Up?
Oh, it is Nick.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, Nick.
How's it going?
What are you doing?
We're talking about his new single, Levels. It's coming out on Friday, and he's going to perform it on the MTV Awards on the 30th.
Oh, good, man. I'm excited about that. You need me to come by?
Yeah, come backup sing for me.
I will definitely do that, Nick. That's weird. Kelly's in my room, and I just showed up, and she's talking to Nick Jonas. I didn't know you were doing that, Kelly.
Yeah. Surprise!
It's all happening.
What else has been going on, Nick?
I just asked him all this stuff.
Oh, I was playing volleyball. Did you want to ask me?
That was volleyball.
It was good. We lost a close one, Nick. Got it.
It happened.
Yeah. That's how it goes, man. But I do want to sing your song in Spanish for you one day.
Please. I'd love to hear it.
I can't get jealous out of my head. Once that song gets in your head, you sing it all day long.
Right. Do you speak Spanish at all, Nick?
I don't really. I'm no good.
Oh, dude, I could write it for you. Like, check this out.
Me pongo celoso.
Sounds great.
Has anybody ever done that for you?
No.
That's awkward.
Me pongo celoso?
Me pongo celoso.
What does that mean?
I still get jealous.
Me pongo celoso?
Me pongo celoso. I get jealous, yeah.
All right.
So if you need a Spanish writer, Nick.
Good to know. I'll give you a call.
Well, Nick, it's always fun talking to you. We can't wait to see you on MTV August 30th. And I guess we'll hear the song on the radio Friday, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it.
You got a video and everything?
Shooting the video tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Who's the girl going to be on it?
A couple girls.
You got a couple?
Yeah.
Nick always has girls in him.
why else do you become a pop star?
Exactly. I want to be Nick Jonas for one day. You want to switch one day, Nick?
Sure, why not?
You're so nice to me, Nick, every time.
You are. He's very tolerant. I think tolerant is more the word than nice.
I wasn't expecting for Nick Jonas to be on. I didn't know you were surprising us. You need to tell me.
I'm sorry. It was supposed to be a surprise for tomorrow morning. But anyway, thank you, Nick Jonas.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Nick.
Wow. Bye.
Wow.
So on a scale of 1 to 10.
That interview took a turn. As soon
How much do you think Nick Jonas hates you?
Oh.
I actually liked your little... Your voice sounded great in the three Spanish words you sung.
How many beers were you in at that point? You've been playing volleyball.
I'm gonna do the math.
You know, we're in Puerto Vallarta, so I mean, it's all inclusive.
I know. Yeah, yeah. How deep are you planning to go? You were like 7 drinks deep, probably, right?
Yeah.
Because
no.
I saw you with a beer leaving the hotel to go to the water park, right. And this would have been 4 hours later.
Well, the water park, I didn't drink because you had to pay.
Right. Yeah, and it's all inclusive here.
So I had to wait till I got, probably four beers in.
Five. Yeah, the great thing about the Hard Rock being all inclusive is you can get a beer on your way to get a beer.
Yeah.
Like there's beer in your room.
That's what I do.
So
why not?
Go to the bar, you might as well get a beer on the way to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think he was very thrilled about my singing.
No.
Hey, but I took a shot, Kelly.
You did, you know.
Yay!
The embarrassment on Kelly's face was just wonderful.
Well, how deep are you planning to go?
Very deep. Speaking of that, still no Tinder date for Jenna. Raphael.
He hasn't responded.
Oh, he did.
Did he just answer?
Uh-oh.
Hashtag eat off my body.
Oh, my.
Just responded.
Did he respond? What did he say?
If you're just tuning in.
He sent a new message.
Hold on. We did Tinder Tuesday a second ago, and Jenna let me message for her. And I said, why don't you come up to my room and eat breakfast off my body?
And what? And his response was?
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you next.
Oh, you tease Jenna Owens.
Jeez.
And Kelly's working on the Showbiz Top 5. We'll have that for you. And we'll hear what Raphael came back with on Tinder.
Oh, wow. It must be good. It's she's falling
her.
Out.
Jenna is
holding
she's
her phone.
Red as...
Oh, my God!
Yeah! Oh! We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta
so
in Riviera
not
Nayarit.
What you guys are going to expect. Oh,
come on up. We'll come back and listen to this message next.
Hire an official Kid Nation DJ for your wedding reception and some things you won't be able to unsee, like grandma dancing. Go to KidNation.com and together we'll make memories.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Cause you're my tender one. Cause you're my tender one.
Jenna, are you crying over there?
Oh,
are you laughing? I can't tell if she's
the
like crazy.
The things that have transpired since you sent that horribly offensive
message.
Oh,
there's been more?
There's an extended Tinder Tuesday today. Let's catch you up on what's going on.
Yeah, please.
So, if you're just joining us.
I've never matched on Tinder in the States.
Uh-huh.
Being in Puerto Vallarta on this fabulous vacation, I thought, why not? Let's go international on it.
Sure.
I've had 4 or 5 matches, and I've been conversing back and forth.
All within guys within a mile from here. And,
well, exactly. Yeah, because it's based off your location.
And you got me to translate if need be.
Yeah, I had JC translate for me. I need a Tinder translator because a lot of these guys are local or live somewhere in Latin America.
I'm a tinlater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but Raphael in particular messaged me back, and he seemed pretty cool, and he happens to be staying at the Hard Rock Vallarta
as
well.
Exactly. What a coink-a-dink.
So, things ended last night, you know, with him saying he's from Brazil.
Yeah.
Maybe we can grab a drink later if you're free.
Perfect.
Of course, I was going to bed, so I didn't respond.
Best date ever because it's free, Al.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So if you missed about 30 minutes ago, JC decided to take my phone and send Raphael a message that said, come to my room, Rockstar Suite, only one, breakfast off my body?
Question mark?
Why not?
Good message, JC. Good message.
I thought that's how Tinder works. Yeah. I'm a rookie.
Hey, I'm all for being forward, but at 7 a.m., little forward, man. Yeah. So, Raphael's response. Okay. Any
all
guesses?
Right. Okay, let's play.
I have a feeling he sent a picture of what he would like you to have for breakfast.
Oh.
I think he would say something like, great, I was just about to order room service.
Okay. Did he respond? Is this Jenna from Dish Nation?
Any of us close?
Not at all.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, dang it.
Raphael responded, LOL, I don't eat breakfast. I got Tinder rejected.
Yeah!
Dang.
LOL, I don't eat breakfast.
I can't believe that. Did he follow up with that?
Wow.
That was it?
He said, well, let me know if you want to meet up later for a drink.
Wow. You got...
So, of course, I just apologized and said, you know, that we're... told him what we're doing. We're doing a radio show. We're having fun. You know, sure, I can meet up later for a drink. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, about it.
What kind of radio show? I responded shortly, and he said, "Oh, that's awesome. I did a jiu-jitsu podcast for 4 years."
Oh, that's interesting. So
please get him to come up.
Homeboy has no interest in eating breakfast off of Jenna's body.
That is crazy.
Maybe he likes to be a gentleman and to court his woman slowly. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's a legitimately nice guy.
Maybe he's a vegan.
Maybe he heard.
Jenna knows your body.
Oh my gosh! So not what I was expecting. On Tinder, everyone's so dirty. I got Tinder rejected.
Yeah, you did.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Thanks, JC. Thanks a lot, man.
You've been rejected in two separate countries in less than 6 months.
And that was the hot one. He
didn't necessarily.
Oh my gosh,
right.
Al. Hey,
true.
Hey,
too soon.
Hey,
it's true.
There's been a couple in there.
He didn't necessarily reject you because he still left the door open for later today.
Hashtag should have been rejected in Mexico.
Oh, that's sad.
That's too many characters. You have to shorten it.
Oh, that's sad.
JC, you need to fix that. Get on Tinder and fix it.
Fix it.
You get on there.
Okay, let me respond to him.
No,
let me respond to him.
I didn't even know that JC
said it. So.
Let JC respond. I
can fix it.
We're past it now. I already told him.
I've already blamed you,
a coworker.
I said,
come up. We're doing a radio show, and he didn't want to come up here.
Invite him noon at the Rockstar
Suite.
Maybe him and I can do a jiu-jitsu podcast.
Find out what room he's in. Maybe we can go down there and do a remote.
We'll serve him breakfast.
No, invite him for lunch off your body. Oh. He doesn't need breakfast.
Shots
I dare
off
you to send that back.
Yeah. See, lunch off my body? You dare me?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll do it. Because I don't care. This is the thing about this kind of stuff.
Where could this possibly go?
It's like...
It could be love.
It just sets you up to be defeated.
Do we have a
but
last
where's
name?
Where's he from? Did he say where he was from?
What's his last
from
name?
From Brazil. Lives in Vegas.
Vegas, that's right.
I don't want to
do have his last name?
In Vegas. Do I have his last name? Maybe it's on there, but why would I say it right now?
So we can call his room. Put him on the air.
Oh, call his room.
Yeah, we want to call his room. Since he's obviously up if he's Tindering back with you.
No. I don't think, are there last names on here?
I don't know.
I'm not on Tinder.
Just call ask, see what he says.
Call the front desk and ask for Raphael.
Yeah. How many Raphaels?
Raphael Jiu-Jitsu.
There aren't that many Raphaels in the hotel, maybe. I think. No.
Is his last name on there?
No.
He's from Rio.
I bet you they won't get us.
Hello. Hi.
Can I have Raphael's room, please?
Sorry?
Raphael?
He's the Ninja Turtle.
Raphael. Yeah.
Raphael?
Raphael. Who is he, sir?
The Rockstar Suite.
No, we're in the Rockstar Suite. Where's he?
Is this a guest?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a guest.
Okay. May I have the last name, please?
I don't know it. We just met.
She can't hear it because it's...
He's on Instagram.
We're not sure. Are there many Raphaels here?
Is he another guest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
We're gonna get it.
I have 3 Raphaels.
Give us all of them.
We'll start with the first one.
The one with the Brazilian last name.
Brazilian last name.
I just don't remember it.
Da Silva or something?
Okay. Mr. Chavez, give me just one moment.
Yes, ma'am. I'll give you a moment.
Un momento, por favor.
What are we gonna say to him?
Come on.
Hi.
Say, come on up.
Let me see what he looks like. I'm not going to write him. Don't worry.
Are we just going
to
say...
JC, just ask him what his room number is real quick.
Hey. No.
Ask him what floor he's on.
No, this is more fun. There's only 3, you guys. This is more fun to investigate.
No. What's your last name?
What's your last name?
Yeah, so I can doodle it with my first name.
No more... No more messaging from my phone.
So you can doodle it with his first name.
Uh-oh. No more messaging from my phone, man.
Is she calling him?
My game is fine.
Oh. Hi. Bueno. Con Rafael. José.
No, Rafael Ramírez, acá es. ¿Qué Rafael quiere hablar?
Rafael, el brasileño.
No, aquí es mexicano.
Ah, ¿no está en Tinder?
No,
es de... Is that Rafael's wife?
No está en Tinder.
What is going on?
Aye. Okay.
Just do one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Here's the next one.
So it's not this one. That means we got to call back the front desk.
Maybe he's responded with his last name.
Did he respond?
We got to get him on the phone.
We have to.
We got
to
apologize.
That's fine. I'm fine getting him on the phone, but no more messaging from my phone because my game is fine, okay? I know I got dumped a while back, but I'm on fire right now, okay? So stop.
Well, there's an
ointment
for that.
Man, the exotic birds here in Mexico sure are loud. Oh, that's just the morning show on the balcony after a couple of drinks. We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
Any update on the Tinder, Rafa?
Rafael?
Yeah, Jenna's been talking to a guy named Rafael on Tinder. I ruined it because I said,
you
come eat breakfast off my body as Jenna.
You ruined it, and then you ruined it again. I told you to stop messaging, and I tried to clear it up with him and
it's
said I'd have a drink later. Because he's in the hotel, and then at some juncture in the last, I don't know, what, hour, you took my phone again, and you just straight up asked him, what room are you in?
Has he responded?
No!
He went radio silent.
It.
We're trying to make it happen, Kelly.
I know.
No, you're trying to really bury it.
No, I'm trying to make it happen. I'm just not good at
and
the
then
game.
I just told the guys his last name was Nadal, and the guys were like, oh, it's Rafael Nadal. It didn't even register with you guys that he's like the most famous tennis player.
We're not thinking about tennis right now.
Oh, my God.
We're thinking about
Tinder, not tennis.
Yeah.
So if we call the front desk, we have a 50-50 chance that we get him this time because there's three Rafaels in the building.
We knocked one out already. Yeah.
This is like criminal profiling, you know? You just got to go through process of elimination.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we just call the front desk and ask for a Rafael again.
I mean, that's how we could do it.
Rafael number two?
Our goal is to get him on the phone at least.
Rafael, not the first one.
Yeah, Rafael the second. Yeah. While we get the phone, bad news in the Tooth Fairy world.
Oh, what happened?
Visa just released the results of its annual Tooth Fairy study.
Uh-huh.
We're down.
Who's
we? Well, if you're losing teeth. Kids are getting an average of $3.19 per tooth this year.
And that's down.
Why is the Tooth Fairy cheaping out?
Because it's hurting. You know, the economy.
I think that's about what Emma Kelly, $3. Yeah. I mean, we didn't see any change from the Tooth Fairy underneath the pillow.
Yeah, well, it's
she got three, I believe, last tooth.
Yeah, we're down 24 cents from last year. So hold on to those teeth. Maybe it'll get better next year.
I don't think I ever got any folding money. I think I always got silver
coins.
Money.
Coins. Oh,
well, that was back in the day.
Yeah.
And your teeth weren't prime time. You know?
Yeah. Thank you. I kept them.
Yeah.
Corey, but I tell you, my son, if we had done it for him, I'd be broke right now. Because that boy had crocodile teeth. Well, he went and had like 20 teeth almost extracted.
Yeah. That's why you got to let the Tooth Fairy handle that business, dude.
Yeah. All right.
We got the phone.
We got the phone.
We knocked out one Rafael out of the three.
The whole point in Tinder is just to message. The fact that now...
Good morning, this is Ayana. How can I help you?
Tracy's calling the front
desk. Hi, can we get Rafael?
Not the one
I don't have his last name. Not the one with the A last name, but the one of the other two.
There's three.
Because my sister was hanging out with him.
Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
So they do anything for you when you're in the Rockstar Suite?
I think so.
This is so cool.
This is so creepy, though, you guys.
Whatever he wants.
When you go to the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta, make sure you get the Rockstar Suite. You can call.
Yeah, make sure.
It's worth it.
Yeah, whoever you want.
Mr. Chavez?
Si.
I'm going to transfer you with the front desk, and they may assist you correctly, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. This front desk is going to make it happen right here.
What are they advertising?
Jenna, are you nervous that we're going to get a hold of this guy?
This is so done. I mean, no,
because
I'm not
asked.
Nervous
or
anymore.
Or just begun.
So he says he doesn't eat breakfast. Don't take that as a...
Yeah, that's right.
After you said, off my body.
No, you.
Well, me, but
you
it was you.
It
was technically your profile.
Hola.
Oh, hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Puedo hablar con Rafael, por favor?
Rafael.
Sí, está. No sé en su apellido, pero se está quedando aquí en el hotel.
So JC's talking to the front desk. To try and get a hold of one of the three Rafaels that's staying. We don't know which one he is.
Uy, se me olvidó que mi hermana estaba tomando ayer y creo que está con él. Entonces...
¿Cuál es el nombre de su hermana?
Jenna.
Oh, man.
Sí, pero ella está en el de él, en la habitación de él. Hay tres Rafael... Pero ya me dieron uno, necesito los otros dos.
This guy is going to think I'm stage five.
Yeah, you pretty much are.
Hey, what room are you in? Rafael, Jenna calling.
Es brasileño.
What? What are you saying?
Trying to get Rafael so we could find our sister.
Okay, so she's trying to patch. She's not just going to let us call the room. She's going to say,
yeah,
will you accept?
Patch through.
So now I'm going to get rejected on the phone.
Right.
In addition to Tinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
With someone I don't even necessarily want.
¿Lo encontraste?
Solo tengo una persona bajo ese nombre, señor.
¿Solo un Rafael?
Sí.
R-A-F-A-E-L.
Sí.
Órale, échamelo. Ese está bien.
¿Es el único nombre spelled with an F?
¿Cuál es su nombre, señor?
José. El mío es José.
Ok,
permiso. Gracias.
So it's the only one spelled with an F. This is it.
Oh, this is him. All right.
It's the only one spelled with an F, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. We also.
Very good Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta tell him we're gonna be on the air.
You know where the speaker button is?
Nope.
This is awful. This is awful, you guys.
Okay. Oh, this is so much fun, you guys.
Well, I hope he's not in the shower. What time is it?
No, he's not showering.
Yeah.
He's probably watching TV. Probably Seinfeld. He's probably watching Seinfeld.
You're
right
talking
now.
To him.
What happened to the other episode?
I know, we're all talking to him. Bueno? Nadie está contestando. Nobody answered. Órale, gracias.
Because he's
trato luego.
Out.
Adios.
Crap. You know? Maybe he was in the shower.
Oh, Jenna, you scared him.
How freaked out would any of you be if a girl found you on Tinder, said really vulgar things, then asked what your last name is, what your room number is, and then had the front desk call your room?
I would call that the perfect vacation.
Yeah. Come on. It's not like you're in this town.
Yeah, you know how many people go on vacation?
You have something happen.
Trying to hook up. You're on Tinder while you're on vacation, so boom, you're thinking it's on. This girl is actually making an effort. This is what
this
all
isn't making, this does this not come across as making an
persistence
effort.
Persistence is what gets you what you want in life.
This is right. What all
this
these
is
books,
like
Kelly.
Swim
these
ban, Jennifer read. A, like commit me to a psych ward kind of behavior.
No, you're good. No. So what if I asked him for his last name and I told him that you wanted to doodle your first name with his last name?
This is going
to
be great.
He's going to find that so cute.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Yeah, he finds it so cute, he just hasn't had the time to respond.
Maybe he's cleaning himself for later.
Super clean. Because you're going to eat off his
side.
That's what's happening.
Cleaning himself.
Yeah, grooming.
Why, so he's going to say, you want to come have dinner off my body?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you know.
Kelly, what are the chances of you getting on Tinder this week?
At least a fiddling.
I don't know. I haven't reactivated my Tinder since, you know,
it's going so well
for Jenna. My last Tinder relationship.
Yeah.
Well, there's three others.
Right.
We've been focusing. We've put all our eggs in one basket.
Right. We're going to go on rap. There's still like, how many days left here? Three?
Yeah.
What day is it? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah, we still got 3 days, so perfect.
Oh, man.
All right.
Aren't you excited?
And in the meantime, Al, are you going to join Tinder?
No, I don't think there's a reason for that.
You got 6 hours.
My girlfriend will be here in about 5 hours.
Yeah, cause,
but you have 15 girls coming to hang out?
Dr. Girlfriend's coming here. Yes. Al invited 15 girls to come hang out with him tonight.
Well, I invited one. She's just bringing 14 more.
Did anything that cool ever happen when you were actually single?
No.
You invite one, and it's normally bring some hot friends. I got 15.
Yeah, I've got 14 friends. Can they come? Sure. It's all inclusive. Let's go. Let's
and you didn't tell your girlfriend at all. Like, this is going to be a surprise.
No, I can't. You know, I like to have other things to surprise her with. You know, like, you know, I can't tell her everything over the phone. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I got a surprise for you. 15 girls are coming.
Oh,
in Mexico.
Can you wait till Kelly's in her room so she can record her reaction?
Because
Kelly and Al are right next to each other.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's legal as long as Al knows he's been recorded, right?
Yeah. It's legal just because Al works with us. Yeah.
What?
We're just letting you know we're going to record your reveal.
I think your bed backs up to my TV wall.
Why is that?
No, I'm just saying the way the rooms are configured. You were thinking like you were hearing me doing stuff. I'm like, the TV is on the wall that's next to your bedroom. So
Kelly thinks Al's taking baths.
I don't know what you think.
I heard sloshing and stuff.
Sloshing.
Sloshing.
Yeah.
There's no sloshing, even though there's
sloshing in the tub.
Isn't that what they said on Jersey Shore?
No, that's
a smashing.
Smashing. Wow, Kelly. And then my wife's going to show up with my underwear. I'm all out, y'all.
Two days. You were out yesterday.
I'm out, and I used them in the pool because my bathing suit see-through.
Why is your bathing suit see-through?
She's got her bathing suit.
Because Kenzie buys me see-through bathing suits.
Well, don't you go to the beach enough to go ahead and go to the mall and make your own, select your own bathing suit?
Al, when you get married, your wife, she just buys you your
stuff. She bought him that shirt.
This tank top.
What's wrong with this tank top?
You know what? I actually like your California style and your hats and your tanks. You know I've always been a supporter of some of those fashion choices, but this tank top is hilarious.
I got a cool hot blonde chick on roller skates.
Has a white tank on that's low cut. It's super tight. Large. It says locals only must be the brand. It has pizza slices, male lifeguards. A woman in roller skates.
Are you sure that's a man's tank?
That's a man's tank. She bought it in the man's section.
I don't know.
That's a print that would be on a woman.
It is,
for
isn't
sure.
It?
It's a guy's shirt.
I don't know, JC. Stand up for Kid TV. If you're watching, we're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit. Got it right.
Definitely is a woman's.
You can watch all this stuff on Kid TV.
Worse spray paint.
It's a woman's pattern anyway.
Kenzie doesn't let me wear it with the kids because the palm tree looks like a weed leaf.
It does.
So I can't wear it with the kids. Hmm.
Oh, God. That's the reason she won't let you wear it.
She bought it. She bought it.
Because they're going to know. Out of everything bad and the swear words they're learning, they're going to know that that looks like a weed leaf.
No, but the other people around are going to be like, look at that dad with the weed leaf and the kids.
Cool dad.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera. No, Vallarta. Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta. We'll be right back. I did the count.
Find all of our pics, videos, and blogs from our family vacation on KidNation.com. More from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta next.